Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Cafe Dodici owner Lorraine Williams about an automated phone call she received last week using the alleged murder of Molly Tibbetts to push a white nationalist agenda.
The phone call came to the restaurant, and we're closed on Tuesday, so Tuesday was the day the phone calls went out. So when I came to work on Wednesday, I listened to my messages, and there it was. So I have it. I have a recording of it, and it's extremely frightening.
And what was your initial reaction upon hearing this?
I mean, it was the voice was sort of a masked over, you know, you couldn't identify. It was obviously a male voice, but they made it very frightening and very powerful. And, you know, when they start talking about sacrifices on top of pyramids and non-white savage intruders and the invasion of America. And then they get to the really scary part that I think that we can all agree what terrorism is when we incite other people to kill other people. And when they talk about that, they insinuate if Molly Tibbetts could come back for 1 minute, what would she say? And then you get a woman's voice who, in a very frightening tone, says, kill them all. I can't even say it the way she said it because it hurts your soul to even say those words. But they go on to say, well, we don't have to kill them all, but we have to deport them all because we need to get rid of every last one of these bottom-feeding savages. I mean, it's just quite phenomenal, the language that they use and the frightening sort of intent. I mean, and then the reason people answer the call, I obviously didn't answer the call, but I went to call the number back, and it was a number from Brooklyn, Iowa. And so they use trickery, they use, dishonesty so people pick up the phone. And then I think the most frightening part of all of this is that when you read that they're targeting people, because they didn't just call everybody's phone, they called certain phones. You know, it's again, that you don't want to have to go around in fear for your own life because you support your country. And I'm an immigrant. My family came from Norway. And then I immigrated to Italy at a certain point in my life. And people always thought I was English because England is so close. And when they would find out I was American, their arms were open, their hearts were open. They were so, in the late 70s, it was a beautiful thing. I didn't speak the language. I had to learn the language. And they embraced that. They encouraged that. They were very helpful. In fact, when people say, how do you say the name of your restaurant? I say, it doesn't matter how you say it. That's what Italians would just say, just as long as you're trying. But I would also cry at night because the culture was different. The food was different. You know, it was a city. There was a lot of different smells. And they shouted all day, bless their hearts, because that's how they speak to each other. But I didn't know they were talking about the weather. I thought they were mad at each other. So I even back then at 19, I used to think, wow, I could go home at any time. I had a loving family here and a life I could lead in the United States. And this was a choice that I made. And I couldn't even imagine if I couldn't go back home, or if I was afraid to go back home for a fear of death, or not being able to revisit my home and have to stay there forever. So I have a huge compassion for the immigrants of our country, and I have my arms are wide open, as they were for me in Italy, to embrace them into our culture. And this America, that's the melting pot.
You mentioned how these calls are being targeted. Do you have any suspicions as to why you yourself or the business was targeted?
I would assume, I mean, I don't think I've ever hidden my, I'm a registered Democrat, and I have been the chair of the Democratic Washington County Democrats in the past. I have, you know, an open, if you look at my restaurant door, it's every sign is welcoming. All people are welcome here. So I suppose that's not a secret, but I think it's a little bit exaggerated to target me personally. I can see why possibly, but even a business, you think that's a bit odd, because as a business, I try to keep those kind of ideas out of my business in the sense that all people are welcome in my business. And I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and I, you know, I I love that. I love the engagement. I love the discourse that we can have between each other. That's what, to me, the world's about.
What do you think our community and Iowans in general should do in response to this message that's being spread?
That's an interesting question. First of all, we have to bond together as a community. We have Latinos for Washington, which is a group here in Washington. And our community is already integrated. We have to embrace those people. I know a girl who used to work for me said, "My name is Hispanic. I look Hispanic, but I was born here and I don't know anything about Mexico." So I think we have to realize, I think as a community, you know, be kinder, be more, understand each other, you know, engage with the different cultures that we have here. Because we're very fortunate to have lots of different nationalities in Washington, Iowa.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Cafe Dodici owner Lorraine Williams. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.